Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's 2022 and Great Plains Kubota is here to serve you. Whether you're needing Kubota sales, Kubota service, Kubota parts, or Kubota orange rentals, our full-line Kubota dealerships are here to serve your equipment needs 6 days a week. And now, with our newest location in Cordell, we can serve even more Kubota customers this coming year. That's right. Lindley Farm Equipment is now Great Plains Cordell. So visit any of our family-owned and operated locations in Ada, Davis, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, Stillwater, and coming soon, Ardmore. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, another eventful Tuesday here. The market just all over the place. We closed down 90 in the April live cattle at 140.52. We are reaching down to a level that becomes pretty good support here as there's a trend line across the lows dating all the way back to last summer, first of the fall, back in September. You can draw a trend line across these lows. We're at a support line, so we'll see if it holds on the April live cattle. They were lower. The Junes were down 65 at 137.05. August down 7. The October and December both slightly higher, with October up 35 at 143.05. December up 17 at 147.60. Feeder cattle had triple digit losses, down $1.45 in March at 156.27. The April's at 159.80, down 220. We're getting into that time of year here in the spring that we have this seasonal low upon us. There's also gaps above the market. There's some small gaps from the end of February around 167.50 on the April contract. So about $8 higher than where we currently are. And this is the lowest we've been since the 1st of November. But falling on hard times here, mainly due to the fact that the feed prices are so high. Feeders are a little bit more hesitant to buy feeder cattle. And then the hogs today were $3 to $3.50 higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
The grain futures were higher across the board. We were limit up in about four of the Kansas City wheats. The March was 57.75 higher, up 10.12. May's up 50 at 10.03. July's at 9.90¾, up 50 cents. Minneapolis was 50 to 65 higher. The Chicago wheat was 73 higher in March, about 50 higher in May, and 50 higher in July. So we're going to have expanded limits out to 75 cents tomorrow. The bean market's 40 to 55 higher today. Corn's up 42 in March, up 35 in May, and up 30 cents in July. So strength across the board. You've got all sorts of bullish things happening. You've got this drought here in the United States, and the good to excellent and very poor categories are extremely bad. Texas was like 75% poor to very poor for their wheat crop. The official reports will start next month, but those early reports are really bad for the wheat. So, and that's indicative of this drought. And then you throw in this Ukraine, all that, same story really, lack of exports for those countries, and they're getting some cancellations. But I think that grain's probably still there, and surely they'll have some sort of a crop this year, but planting season's right around the corner, and the tension's still so high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.